This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline: comments due about WIPP's legacy transuranic waste disposal plan by Friday, January 3rd, 2025. There is a unique opportunity to provide your comments about the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant's Legacy Transuranic Waste Disposal Plan. The disposal plan describes WIPP's strategies to keep the disposal site for plutonium-contaminated hazardous wastes open for 60 more years, despite WIPP's promises to New Mexicans to close in 2024. Comments are due to WIPP on or before Friday, January 3, 2025. Sample public comments you can use are available on the Stop Forever WIPP website. You can review comments already submitted on the WIPP website at wipp.energy.gov at the third blue box labeled Legacy TRU Waste Disposal Plan. Once the comment period ends on January 3, 2025, WIPP must submit the public's comments to the New Mexico Environment Department for its review about whether to accept the disposal plan or reject it as inadequate because it does not meet the hazardous waste permit requirements. This administrative process is being done because the Stop Forever WIPP Coalition's efforts to hold the Department of Energy, WIPP, and Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, accountable for the plutonium-contaminated wastes generated since the making of the first nuclear weapons tested in New Mexico and used over Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan in 1945. Testing and developing nuclear weapons has been the main work at LANL since 1943. Such work generates plutonium-contaminated waste that must be disposed to prevent exposure to radiation. For that reason, disposing of the waste in WIPP 2,100 feet below ground surface is to prevent such exposures. The term legacy refers to waste generated before 1999, the year the WIPP disposal site opened. For New Mexicans, it is important to provide comments about why the plutonium-contaminated legacy waste buried and stored at LANL must be prioritized, packaged, transported, and disposed of at WIPP as required by the state hazardous waste permit. LANL has instead prioritized newly generated waste from nuclear weapons fabrication over legacy waste to the detriment of the needed cleanup to protect public health and the environment. It is also important that your comments support another new permit condition that requires WIPP to provide a detailed report on progress to site another repository for plutonium-contaminated waste in a state other than New Mexico. By December 31st of each year, WIPP is required to submit that report to the Environment Department. Please submit your comments electronically to ltwdp@wipp.doe.gov by Friday, January 3, 2025. Together, we are making a difference. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.